Welcome to the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrade Mike Dabreski.
No! I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast.
And welcome in to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast. I'm Rob Sanders. I think the pre-show stuff has got my wife pissed at me before Thanksgiving Day. We'll tell you about that. How the Comrade might have to come over here and deal with that. First of all, let's welcome in the Comrade Mike Dabreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
Good evening, good evening. And I was kind of off camera, but your wife was right.
Fuck off.
She was right. And you made a dumb argument back saying football is a men's sport. No, it's not. There is no rule anyone can play.
I forgot players. You played. No, my bad.
I'm just kidding. Anyone can play. There is no gender-specific idea in that, so it's not your.
I just don't think. I don't want the young lady to get hurt. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay, that's fine. But
I don't want her to get hurt. So what the hell? All right, let's welcome in the third member of the show. He is, of course, Kale Hall. Kale, what's up, brother?
What's up? Great to be here. Finally got some hoops action going on. Some places, not everywhere. Some people want to be little bitches and too scared to play. But I got some hoops action from my least favorite team in the world on TV right now that I can watch playing in the church gym with the volume turned down.
Speaking of which, he's talking about Clemson and Mississippi State. Clemson's all ACC player Amir Sims picked up two fouls in the first minute. He's played about 4 minutes in this game. There's about 8 minutes to go. Clemson's winning by 16. Freshman P.J. Hall from the upstate has decided to show up tonight. I think he's got 11 points, something like that. He's playing his butts off, man. Playing his butt off. So there you go with that.
That's my...
Yeah.
Pain freaks.
I don't know why. You know what? You run your mouth about basketball, but Clemson's going to make the tournament this year. And by the way, I'll take Amir Sims over every fucking player on your roster. Yes, I will. Who's better than he is? Cousinard is a bitch. You heard it here first.
A little bit of a touch last year. It's a little smidge last year. This year,
I'll take him over the entire roster.
And by the way, the Gamecocks are picked 8th in the SEC, I believe it is. 8th. Okay.
Don't come here with bullshit. You were picked 9th.
The last time they were picked 8th in the SEC, you know what happened?
What?
Final Four.
Well,
Final Four
you weren't picked. You weren't picked to finish 8th. You were picked to finish 9th. So, I think.
I saw 8th actually. Where it was the I believe it was 8th, and it was the same as 17.
Well, either way, Clemson's gonna make
we're
the tournament.
Final four
you can watch. Yeah, you're
Final
your
four
Final Four program
we
that sucks horse dick. So Clemson's going to make the NCAA tournament this year. So
very well.
Yeah, we will. But we're better than you are. We're going to win in Columbia this year. And that shithole of a gym you playing down there that they
no, we don't play.
They put a fucking
that is,
concert
that is
set
not
in
a shithole gym.
As a shithole gym.
It's a little bit too sterile for me.
It's a shithole gym.
All the Jimmies and Joes.
It's a fucking concert arena that you put a basketball court in.
But it's not a shithole, though. It's
thanks
immaculate.
For a shithole. Thanks for a nice basketball game, though.
It's a shithole. It's a
I missed the Coliseum. Though. I missed kind of the grind of the Coliseum.
The Coliseum was great. That was a gym. You now play in a concert arena.
Okay.
That's what you play
in. You guys play in a damn, that little shithole you guys
play
in.
We play in the
box.
Third best rated arena in the ACC. Sorry if that hurts your feelings. That's
my
the truth.
Ass.
That's the truth. Sucks
what did they
to be
do?
You.
Rate? What did they do? Four of them. They rated four of them.
Okay.
It's third.
First of all, who's the first two? Imagine Duke, right?
Cameron Indoor and North Carolina.
Okay. First of all, it is not better than the Carrier Dome. You jackass.
The Carrier Dome's a fucking football field.
The Carrier Dome for
Carrier
basketball
Dome's a shithole.
Is unreal.
It's a shithole.
Football is shit.
It's a shithole.
It's not better.
For basketball.
Than, Then the John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville.
Yeah,
you haven't seen.
It's not. There's no way it's better than Castle Coliseum.
Yeah, you haven't seen the dome for basketball. Another football. Football is awful, but for basketball, it's unreal because a Tuesday night against they'll play Colgate and it's packed. Okay, and they got beer they're serving around the curtain. It's unreal. I mean, it's a whole different thing. They're juxtaposed. When I came down here from New York, went to a college basketball game, to a Gamecock game, I was like, what the hell is this? Like, no, it's like no one's here and it's quiet. Okay. I went to a football game down here, you know, in terms of tailgating, when I was a senior in high school and I came down here, it was like, what? They're tailgating all day long? It's like totally different. So, but basketball up there is unreal.
Yeah. It's not better than the Silvio Oconte Forum in Boston.
That's right.
A shithole too. Kale just brings up shitholes. Just expects us to.
Not better than Reynolds Coliseum in Raleigh,
or the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, right?
There is actually a school called Colgate. It's up in upstate New York, and Syracuse plays them all the time. And one of their shit games they play, like we play like Winthrop and all that stuff. Syracuse plays Colgate every year.
Isn't that located in Hamilton, New York?
That is correct. Yes.
I knew Cornell is in Ithaca, New York.
Yeah, I almost went to Ithaca. There's Ithaca and Cornell. I was going to go there. It is freezing. Like, my hometown's cold. That right there is cold as hell. Like, that's like a whole other level of cold. I remember going there for a visit, and Ithaca's got a really good football team for that level. Like, they pack it out, and it's a really good atmosphere, but it is like you're up in the middle of nowhere. I wasn't feeling it.
Anyway, we do have a lot of stuff we're going to get into tonight, including, what do we got? We got to do picks tonight for the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pretty pick cool. Night, jackass.
Pick night. Why are you calling me a jackass? Anyway, we have like pick night, and we got to thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1, diagonal from the Walmart. So, yeah, thank those guys for sponsoring the show. They have great food and beer and all kind of stuff. And I think they're going to be open tomorrow. So if you are not going to be spending time with the family, you can go to Callaway's and have a beer. Or
you
can wait until the next day and go out and have a beer then. Anyway, we also have from Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the Comrade. Comrade, do you have your script?
I do. You finally sent it over about fucking time.
Are you really? Are you really going to cuss me one day? Come on, what's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, you have to ask it. You last minute thing. It's fine. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Clemson is the elite program in the state of South Carolina.
It is.
South Carolina does not belong in the SEC. We might finish in the upper half of the SoCon.
Upper half.
Let's all pray this evening for the former Gamecock players blatantly attacked on Gamecock Twitter. Let's also pray for Ryan Helinski, who is not given a fair shot. Potential coaches and recruits need to see the behavior of this unappreciative fan base.
Exactly.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. The No Spin Zone segment from the Comrade. Yeah, lots of facts there. And today was even more epic because you had players from the Spurrier era attacking players from the Muschamp era, and they're going back and forth. Well, but it was almost like a prison rape sequence because DJ Swearinger, hold on, yeah. DJ Swearinger compared to anyone on this current, anyone that Muschamp ever fucking recruited would prison rape all of them. So let's make sure we put that out there.
Yeah, first of all, Izzy's not really good. First of all, DJ is just ranting on Twitter, okay? He's not tweeting at anybody.
Yes, he did. He called out players, sir.
But he didn't tweet at anybody. He's just tweeting. And Izzy saw his tweet and then quote tweeted him, and then it was on. Then that's like, you know, someone should have told Izzy, no. just, you know, yeah. do that. Well, so DJ he was not directing at playoff.
Yes, he did. He called out number 24.
Yes, he did.
Okay,
but,
so he did call someone out.
But he didn't tweet at them.
That's fine, but he called him out, which is even...
I'm just saying, though.
You know, and by the way, Swearinger doesn't care. He'll call out the entire team and fight all of them.
He used to kill you guys mentally.
He had you guys beat before the kickoff and those things. He caught penalties in the NFL for being such a hard hitting safety. The only thing DJ Swearinger did in his football career that was bad was choose to go to South Carolina. Other than that, he's a hell of a fucking player.
Andre Ellington is still laying in the field somewhere.
Yeah, Andre Ellington still got spooked. He's still spooked.
Like, if you watch the game sometimes and a guy trips, you know what he tripped over? It's Andre Ellington's soul. It's still on the field. And sometimes you trip over it. God. But he's still there.
Anyway. So, yeah, there's that. Also, this evening, the rumors are out there. And by the way, I think we all should agree, if you're a Muschamp player, don't talk to the Spurrier guys because they actually had a sack. Okay? They weren't punk bitches like you are. So, don't talk. Let's make sure. There's my public service announcement for them. Also, it looks like the tea leaves are shining for Shane Beamer to be named as the head coach for South Carolina. Several reports and someone that I know told me that he will do his in-person interview on Friday with the Gamecock Athletics staff. But
not Caslin, because Caslin's got the COVID.
I didn't know Caslin got the COVID.
Yeah, got the COVID. He tweeted out tonight. He's in quarantine.
Well, then that may change, or they may do it by a Zoom meeting or whatever. They couldn't meet with Napier because Napier has the COVID. They met with him by a phone.
This just turned into a shitstorm.
Yeah. That's the thing. Anybody that wants to be the head coach catches the COVID.
This really sucks too.
That now, I mean, when coaches are getting fired and you know you're bringing new ones in, it's like this the early signing period, the early signing day is now signing day, pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I mean, so every year we used to get so hot about it. What was it, like the first week in February, last week, whatever it was?
Yeah. It was right around Valentine's Day. Like, yeah.
Really, you know.
Well, I think the new Gamecock coach, whoever he is, his recruiting class is going to suck this year because of, you know.
Because of that new signing day.
But the thing, though, I think he can make it up with is the transfer portal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because the transfer portal in January, that thing's going to be off the chain.
Yeah, so I think you get a good coach who's a good recruiter who can convince those transfer portal kids that I think you'll see that coming in there. And, of course, I'm sure we'll get posts on Facebook, transfer you, or portal. You know, Thomas Danny Young will probably spell it.
Transfer you know, portal you.
He'll probably spell it T-R-A-N-Z-F-O-R, transfer.
Holy shit.
Look out for Troy Williams. I mean, that's when I think he'll save the class, or not save the actual class. You know what I mean? I think we'll be okay. But that's part of the thing too. Dead jackass Thomas Danny Young acting all surprised the recruiting class sucks this year. This is what happens when you fire a coach. I'm not saying we shouldn't have fired Muschamp. I'm just saying that one of the reason why it sucks when you fire a coach. Okay. Is because of this reason here. We brought up Stephon Gilmore, the greatest cornerback in the NFL right now. Okay, he was going to Clemson until you guys fired Tammy Bowden, and he didn't want to play for some dumbass Dabo Sweeney, so he decommitted and went to Carolina. And of course, that people say that because he went there, that let the Lattimore come in there and then Clowney come in there. I don't know how true that is, but he kind of started that trend. But obviously, I mean, Clemson's not mad, and it worked out for him, but that's what you – so the Gamecock fans are getting really like, oh, my God, what's going on? Like, what? This is kind of expected. This is what's kind of happens when you don't have a coach right now. Well, kids don't want to commit to a school. They don't know who the coach is going to be.
Kayla, I want to get your opinion on this too, because one of the names that has been interviewed has been Monikin for Army. And someone actually put out a Twitter handle of "Don't hire Jeff Monikin" and talked about how everybody would leave. That's not who you want as coach, what? Right?
Well, I mean, what's wrong with it? I mean, the guy's a winner.
First of all, the comrade really shouldn't say anything about this, because running stone-aged offenses is what Mike Bobo does. Doing a three-step drop out of a freaking power eye, I mean, that's the kind of thing you were sold on. Hold on, let me finish. That's what you were sold on. So Monica may come in here and beat the shit out of everybody.
It's Jeff Monikin, okay, number one.
Whatever his name is.
It's not Monica. Okay.
Whatever his name is. Jeff Monikin, whatever. He might come in here and fucking kill. Whoever, you never know.
Just because he coached at Army doesn't mean that he's going to come in here and run the triple option.
Yeah, he does.
Whatever he brings in an offensive coordinator, they're going to go in, and I'm sure they're not. It would be a run-heavy offense, but it would be something, you know, I think some kind of offshoot of that.
I'm not going to get worked up. I mean, listen, here's the bottom line, okay? It's a fucking crapshoot. Who's going to work, okay? No one can tell me who's going to work. Now, listen, I prefer Billy Napier, okay?
Well, you're not going to get Billy Napier.
I just think he has the fewest red flags or question marks. Exactly. It doesn't mean he'll be worth a damn. He could suck dick, okay? And Shane Beamer's got lots of question marks, okay? But he's starting to grow on me a little bit just because of the culture thing. But the only thing that bothers me, I brought this before, what bothers me is that Gamecock fans have this notion that we were great during the Spurrier era because of Beamer. Had nothing to do with it. I just want to be clear about that. Beamer had nothing to, I'm not saying he might come here be the greatest Gamecock coach of all time, and I would love it, okay? But just don't like want him because you think that he was the key to those years. He wasn't. He still might be great, but I kind of worry about no coaching experience. But you know, so listen, whoever they hire, I'm going to get behind. They hire Jeff Monikin or Monikin, okay? Whatever, okay?
Whatever the fuck his name is, I don't know.
My team
doesn't need a coach.
I am an eternal optimist, okay? And man, I may not want Monikin right now. I may not want Chadwell right now. I may not want the dude who sucks off Dabo in Charlotte right now. Okay, bottom line is...
What happened to that?
Yeah, I didn't hear that guy. I think we get away through the name Will too.
Yeah,
let's not. We should probably go with the name Will for a while too. But so, whoever it is, whoever puts on that Gamecock hat in the press conference, and he's gonna have a great press conference, they're gonna sell me that day, and I'm gonna be like, "Damn, that's the damn man right there." Okay, that's how I think. That's how I am. I'll always be that way. I don't care if we lose for 25 straight more years with losing seasons. I will be convinced the next year and the next coach is the man who's going to get it done. And so I'm not going to worry about it anymore. I'm done worrying about who it is, who we're going to get, this guy, this
see,
guy.
See, you're lying through your teeth, because when I mentioned the Army coach, you were over there like, God damn it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want him. I really don't. But if we hire him and I listen to press conference, he'll sell my ass, because that's how I think. That's all I'm saying. Okay? It's like Jose Canseco. Couldn't stand his ass at all. Thought he was a bum and a shithead. The Red Sox got him. Guess what? I got a Jose Canseco jersey the next day. Fuck yeah. Jose's going to lead us to the damn pennant. Okay? Because that's just how my brain works. Okay? And I'm not apologizing for it. So if we call you Jeff Monikin, I'm like, God damn, we got a fucking commander.
Commander-in-chief.
Coming in. West Point. He's a Coach K of football, baby. That's where Coach K came from. Sell this shit like you wouldn't believe it. But ideally,
it's gonna be great.
If we hire Billy Napier, I'm gonna feel the most confident.
I will say this: that Army lost to Navy like fucking 15 years in a row, and most of them weren't even close until they brought in Jeff Monikin, and he turned that program into a winner. And I mean, they're 6-2 this year. They beat up on some pretty weak competition this year, but. I mean, they've played a lot of good teams really close. I mean, they have just been hell. I mean, and I don't think it would be a bad hire. This is my opinion.
Yeah. Well, Rob doesn't like him because he beats Navy's ass, and Rob's Navy guy. It's bottom line. Let's bring it up right now.
No, actually, I don't have a problem. Like, I.
To bring,
Okay.
I always wanted them to bring the Navy coach. I always wanted to see the Navy coach on the sidelines in South Carolina. And, I mean, this could be the next best thing to the Hawaiian.
Hold on. We got great analysis coming in from James Thompson. Don't matter who you hire, you still suck. Thank you, James, for breaking that down for us. Really good. Now, we're going to really be go to the analysis of it. And, here's some pictures.
Exactly. Yeah, so there's that. I don't know who you're going to – I mean, someone said, and this is not a joke, I think it's this Florida fan that's over here with this Florida thing, said that McElwain might be a good guy for you to hire.
Fuck you.
Shout out over on YouTube to George, a well-known Florida fan from calling into the Uncle Lou show. George says, why would anybody a video about South Carolina? I mean, you guys throw bottled water after football games and try to hit the coaches and players. What an unruly group of people. Shame on you. Sir, that's factually incorrect. We throw bottled water before the game, not after. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. During the game. Hey, you guys hear all that noise at my house? My wife's mad at me for saying the woman from Vanderbilt shouldn't play football. She's really mad. She's in there slinging shit.
She should be. That was a dumb statement you made. But, George, no, we don't throw after the game because normally our fans have left in the third quarter lately. So, fuck you, George. See, I played myself.
Holy shit.
They just announced on CBS, it said that Tennessee will play Vandy on December the 12th.
Yeah.
And Texas A&M on December 19th. So, they get two more chances 2 weeks in a row and then right before Christmas to get their shit pushed in. by Vandy and Texas A&M. Of course, we couldn't do it, but, you know.
Poor Kale. But let's...
Life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Virtual Kale joins us this evening. I love Virtual Kale. He says it with more clarity.
Vote for life! Fuck it.
Exactly. George, with more info, if South Carolina hired Jim McElwain, I think him and Steve Spurrier might become close friends. Spurrier would tell him how he had success and try to help. What, by fucking quitting in the middle of the season?
Because that's the key. You got to tell him how. Here's the secret. What we did, Jim, is we had a really good defense. Yeah. And we scored more points than their team did. That's the key to success.
I let Ellis Johnson run the defense. And I ran the offense. That's what happened. Because you were great until Ellis Johnson left.
McElwain program down there was a shit show. He won two SEC East titles down there, but that program in Florida was a shit show under him. Well, he had the players running around with damn shower caps on, with frying pans, chasing the bookie across campus, and stealing credit cards.
We're doing all kind of shit. You want to respond to Noah's comment there? You guys want to respond to that or not?
Yeah, it's not 19.
You guys should hire Skip Holtz.
No, thank you.
You don't want Skip Holtz either?
I mean, no, I'd rather not. How old is he now?
He's kind of past his prime.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, but you've hired past your prime coaches.
I'm thankful for the Holtz family because they dug us out of a damn... out of a trench that Brad Scatlow's in. Candy ketchup. But good Lord, watching those offenses play at times. I mean, when they would alternate. They'd run Lou's offense and Skip's quarterback. Then they go, okay, we'll use your quarterback and my offense. Yeah. And, of course, they both had different – like, they would never be in the same staff together. They only be in the same staff together because they're father and son.
My favorite
totally
was
different,
when –
different philosophies.
My favorite was when Dondrell Pinkins – was it Dondrell Pinkins I'm thinking about?
Was he there during the whole
no.
year?
Who was? Oh, no. I'm thinking Corey Jenkins. Had on my show. They would throw him out there and try to get him to run a pro-style offense.
Yeah, they would, that's what he
that's
did.
That's not working.
They would compromise.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, Corey Jenkins was Lou Holtz's quarterback. That's like the Tony Rice quarterback, right?
Right.
And then Skip Holtz wanted the kind of the pro style sling around quarterback. They go, let's just compromise. We'll use your quarterback. I'm like, that's the dumbest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. And we never could score. It was bad. But we had great defenses, though. I mean, Charlie Strong I wouldn't mind bringing him back as a DC, to be honest with you, if he wants to do that. But we had great defenses back then. That 2000 team, I mean, we watched that Georgia game with Quincy Carter. That defense was really good. Our offense was limited, though, very limited in what we could do.
Yeah, but you had a lot of – it was a run-heavy offense. That wasn't too bad.
I was run-heavy with Derek Watson and Pinnock and
boy, man, know, if Brewer, he would, if he wouldn't, yeah, if he wasn't such a shithead, he would have been a great running back. What a depressing thing he was.
He's probably one of the more talented running backs, you know, we've ever had in terms of pure talent.
Demetrius Summers were about the same way.
Summers, that was both a bunch of fuck ups.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember Summers much in college though. Like, I have to go back and look. I don't remember him impressing me.
He was
talent wise in college though. Maybe I'm trying to think. I think when he was here, I was living in Ohio for a little bit too. But Derek Watson was unreal. I mean, like he was special. And I mean, he kind of had that, you know, he like Lattimore. You could tell when Lattimore got it was special. But if Derek Watson had Lattimore's brain, Lattimore's head, his maturity, he would have done great things. He'd have been an NFL player, the whole thing. So
Derek's from Palmetto High over in Williamston.
All right. Well, why don't we pick some games here, gentlemen? We got leading the way in the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge is Ben Simmons. He's up 2 picks on a bunch of folks. Comrade and Kale, I said that we all 3 of us would finish in the top 8. Y'all got some work
don't
to
worry.
Do. Get on it.
Don't worry. I'm 7-1 every week from now on out. 28-4 to
you're
finish
not
it
going
off.
28-4. So
I'm going 28-4. Mark it down.
No, you're not. Well, never happened.
You know, assuming about all 8 games, all 4 weeks, 28-4.
Anyway.
Get down.
Hello. All right. So the first matchup is Penn State and at Michigan. Michigan is a 4-point favorite at home. Man, they're a gong show up there at Michigan right now. Which way are you going with this game, Kale?
This is a tough one. There, it's 4-point spread.
Yep.
4 points. Yep.
I gotta go with. Oh, mommy. I gotta go Penn State, man. They're gonna get a win. They're gonna win this game. They're 0-5 right now. When's Penn State ever been 0-4? Give me the Nittany Lions, which I'm repping tonight on this podcast to cover.
There you go. All right, Comrade, what did your computer tell you to do?
Well, my computer tells me that Michigan is going to win this game and cover the spread. I like Jim Harbaugh. I know he's struggling right now, but James Franklin, I think, is horrible. I don't think he's a good coach. Harbaugh won at Stanford, went to the Super Bowl. I'm not sure what the hell is going on this year, but the idea that Harbaugh just sucks ass, this right by the way, points back to not hiring a guy that went to school at your school to come back and coach it, i.e. Connor Shaw, never does well. The only person I know of that does well is Jim Boeheim. Who's had success. Usually it's a tire fire. So I think he needs to get out of there and start over somewhere else. But I don't think he's going to get a big win this week because Penn State is a tire fire. I think Michigan comes up big and plays for their coach and they get a win this week.
My pick is Penn State. And they're two shitholes. They both play in the Big Ten. They're both terrible. But I think that James Franklin's team is tired of being 0-5. And I think they're going to win the game outright. So give me – I will take Penn State to win that game. The next game, Coastal Carolina at Texas State. The Comrade hates games with Coastal Carolina. He learned last week and he took them. Let's see where he goes here. But Kale will go first. The Chanticleers, the second best team in the state, are a 16-point favorite. Which way you riding there, Kale?
You know, just looking at watching Texas State play this year, a couple times they've been on TV, and you know, just looking back over their stuff here, they've played some close games against decent teams, albeit Boston College, SMU, Louisiana, and Georgia Southern. So I'm going to take last week they got a win over Arkansas State. That's a lot of points on the road. So I'm going to take the Bobcats of San Marcos to cover against Coastal Carolina. Of course, I think Coastal Carolina will win the game and keep that big undefeated streak going. But yep. I think that Texas State's going to cover the spread here.
All right, comrade, which way you going, man?
I think Coastal last week, and they kind of got lucky anyway. I mean, they had that big fumble. I mean, I don't know what it is, but the red zone, whoever I'm betting on in the Coastal Carolina game, they're shitty in the red zone. And Coastal almost blew it last week. I don't like their quarterback. I watched him play last week. I just don't trust him. Coastal probably wins the game, but 16 points is a lot. I'm taking Texas State. Fuck you, Chanticleers.
Comrade's so upset that if Coastal squared off with South Carolina, they'd probably win. I will take Coastal simply because I think that they're the second best team in the state. I think they're going to win like 45-10. So give me Coastal minus 16. Up next, the Cale Hall special, Florida Atlantic at Middle Tennessee State. Florida Atlantic is a 5-point favorite. Cale, tell us why the Owls should win or why they shouldn't. Cale? Did Cale leave us? Oh, Cale dropped out on us. Oh, there you go. Hi, Cale. Must have dropped on us there. All right. Which one do you like in that game, Cale? Do you like Florida Atlantic or do you like the Middle Tennessee State?
I'm going to roll here with it's a road game. Hold on. I want to kind of look at this stuff real quick.
Well, let the comrade go then. We'll come back to you. Okay, comrade, which way are you going? Which way are you going?
The Owls are going to roll up the score big time. They win by 21 points. 21 points, 24 points, something like that. They blow them out. Take the Owls big in this one. And listen, one thing I can tell you right now, me and the Cale Hall special, we are like this.
You hate the Cale Hall special, you fuckstick.
But reverse psychology. If you keep on saying I hate it all the time, like I always do in this damn show, I always lose it. I'm going to say I love the Cale Hall special. It's my favorite game of the week right here. Florida Atlantic covers the spread. This is a lock. Take your mortgage, find your bookie, take Florida Atlantic. That's how confident I am in this game. No more of this wishy-washy crap because the Cale Hall special. Oh, poor me. No. New comrade this week. When you go 7-1 every week, new comrade, Florida Atlantic wins this game. If my life depended on it, I'm taking Florida Atlantic cover to spread by the spot.
Jesus Christ. I always pick whoever Cale picks. So, Cale, what's your pick in this matchup?
I'm going to roll with Florida Atlantic as well. They have a better record. They've played some close games, though. And some low-scoring games. Oh, they got a lot of offense, but their defense is pretty good. Middle Tennessee got a win last week on the road at Troy, 2017. But I think Troy's had some COVID issues and maybe some people out, so that win might be a bit of a mirage. 5 points, not a lot. I think Florida Atlantic is the more athletic and better team here. But they're coached by Willie Taggart, so there you go. This team's not going to reach its potential under him. But I think they'll cover the number here against Middle Tennessee. So give me Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, I take whoever Cale takes in his special. I think Cale's like 3-1 in his specials, if I remember correctly. So give me Florida Atlantic minus 5. LSU at Texas A&M, the A&M is a 14.5-point favorite. Cale, which way are you going in that game?
Where is this game at?
It's at Texas A&M.
I'm going to go with I'm going to take LSU. LSU's been playing some better football lately, or they did last week. Anyway, I mean, they won on the road at Arkansas, which I figured Arkansas would win that game. It was kind of a back and forth deal. But LSU came out on top there. I don't think that Texas A&M is necessarily that good. I know they beat our ass, but that doesn't really
mean much.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't. Well, that's a nice way to put it. It doesn't put you in the category of being a world beater just because you're able to roll up the Gamecocks. I think LSU's playing the kind of scrappy here, kind of try to salvage what they can of the season, and go out on a positive note. And Texas A&M, they haven't played in a few weeks. I mean, when was the last time they played a damn football game?
Been a while.
Was it when they beat the Gamecocks?
I don't know. It's been a while.
I think it was.
I think so.
So I think they're going to be kind of rusty. So I'm going to take LSU to cover it. This is always a close game. And this is one, this is kind of a develops into a bit of a rivalry over there in the SEC West. Give me LSU to cover.
Mike, which way are you going, bud?
Not only is LSU going to cover this game, they're going to win the game outright. Mark it down. They win the game outright. Mark it down. Mark it down right now. Well, I'll take the 14.5 points to be safe, but they win the game outright. Money line bet. Put some money on the money line on this one right here. Take $100. Put it on the money line.
I'm scared that my picks are all matching yours because I like LSU as well. The only one that I haven't matched with you yet is the Coastal Carolina matchup. If my picks go to shit this week, I'll just fucking be like, man, they're making me dumb by osmosis. You're not going 7-1.
You're feeling the right thing.
You will not go 7-1. That's not happening.
You know what? I might go 8-0. You're right.
You're not going 8-0. Mississippi State at Ole Miss, the Egg Bowl. I don't expect any defense to be played in this game. Kale, which way are you going with this matchup for the Egg Bowl?
This game's always close. They're pretty evenly matched. South Carolina couldn't stop Ole Miss. But Mississippi State, yeah, pretty decent defense. Offense has been their problem this year. They don't have a running back. I mean, their passing attack's been, so-so. But I think that this will be a close one. So I'm going to take Mississippi State to cover for the second week in a row. But I think Ole Miss wins the game outright.
All right. Comrade, which way are you going, man?
I'm taking the Pirate. Listen, I told you he'd be a shit show in the SEC. I've been right on that. We don't play those clips anymore because, Rob doesn't do that when I'm right. But that's fine. I'm not bitter about it. But I just want to hear 12 points, a lot of points to give. Back and forth game, two shit teams, two shit coaches. When that happens, you take points.
First of all, hold on. See, when you say two shit coaches, these coaches aren't like the guy that you blew for 5 years. They actually have a job. They have a job.
He's gone, Rob.
I can say whatever I want. By the way, your whole team full of Muschamp guys. So you're going to be a failure for a long time to come.
He's gone. Rob is gone.
Long time to come.
Let it go, Rob. He's gone.
Nope, won't do it.
He's gone.
Sorry.
He's gone.
Sorry. You're going to be cussing those players for a long time.
Will Muschamp should be fucking embarrassed.
Exactly. All right, so this matchup, no defense will be played at all. I'm going to go with Lane Kiffin, though. I think this game means more to him. So give me Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. That's who I'm going to take in this matchup. I think they'll cover that. Why not? At home, they'll probably score 7,000 points. Up next, Auburn's at Alabama. The Crimson Tide will play this game without their head coach, Nick Saban. They are a 23.5-point favorite. I don't know if the line has changed or not. Has it changed since the whole thing with Saban not coaching there, Mike?
Not really. A little bit. I think it's gone down a little bit, but not much, though. I think it's 24 right now, last I looked.
Yeah, well, Sarkisian the Drunk will be taking Alabama into this contest. Guy who South Carolina fans should look at, but they won't because they want to have Shane Beamer. Alabama is a 23.5-point favorite. Kale, what you got, man?
This is a rivalry game. Auburn's been playing better football lately. I just think Alabama just kind of I don't know. It's kind of like they just, you know, you beat somebody 63-3. You got to think that the next week, maybe you don't look quite as good. Auburn's been playing better defensively lately, and this is a rivalry game. Of course, probably the biggest rivalry in the country, give or take. So, I'm going to take the War Eagle to cover that big number there. I think they'll probably lose by 3 scores. I think they might come in just under that number, but I want to take War Eagle to cover against Alabama.
All right, Comrade, what you got, man?
Same thing. Rivalry game that was saved. That's with about 4 or 5 points right there. It's not like he actually does something in the sidelines, unlike Dabo. So it's a big loss for them. I think Auburn hangs around a little bit. I don't think they ever threatened to win this game. Maybe the first quarter it's tight. But Auburn is, I think Bo Nix comes out and plays pretty well. They hang around there and they cover the spread. Maybe a late score, a little late touchdown late. As Steve Sarkisian's drinking a cold Bud Light, it doesn't quite, you know, see what's going on the last, you know, 5 minutes of the game. Take Auburn plus 23.5.
Yeah, I like Auburn in this matchup because Texas A&M's quarterback, Kellen Mond, is the guy that the only quarterback they've played that's been worth a shit, in my opinion. And I think that Bo Nix has the capability to be better. So with that, I think they'll cover the 23.5. Up next, we've got Pitt at Clemson. Clemson's a 26-point favorite. We didn't get to hear anything really about Pitt this week because everything was Dabo Sweeney still pissed off at Florida State, which makes no sense. Let it go, Dabo. Let it go, for God's sake. Kale, 26 points, man. Which way are you rolling on this game?
Well, Pitt's looked pretty good the last 2 games out. They're decent on the pass rush. I think they got the ability to muddy the game up a little bit. Who knows what you're going to get from Trevor Lawrence. It's his first time out. I'm assuming he's going to be the starting quarterback the first time he's down playing in like a month. So, I mean, I don't know what you're going to get from that. I think Clemson might start slow. I think they'll win the game, and it's not going to be really that close at the end. But I do like the Pitt Panthers to cover. This line's been bet down to 24. I was fortunate enough over on betnow.eu to get it at 26.5. So,
all right. Well,
I'm rolling with Pitt Panthers.
Rolling with Pitt at minus 26 there. Comrade, which way are you going?
You know, Clemson's been exposed. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, defense sucks. Their coach right now is more interested in about, you know, throwing barbs at FSU. I mean, I don't know what his deal is. I think you're starting to see a little crumbling of Clemson a little bit. And it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me if Clemson's in a tight ball game in the fourth quarter. And maybe a break doesn't go their way. Maybe we see an upset. I don't know. They'll probably get a lucky break, a nice call, a phantom flag, a lineman downfield, some shit like that, or a running back who fumbles on his shoulder pads. They say, oh, no, forward progress got stopped. They'll probably get something like that. They don't cover the spread, though. Take Pitt plus 26.
Yeah, I like Pitt plus 26, too. I think Clemson wins by about 21 points. Just too many Clemson missing their starting defensive tackle, Tyler Davis, is a big deal. Once he gets back, the Clemson defense will be better, him along with Skalski. Those two guys get back in the mix. The Clemson defense will be a lot better. And then we could laugh at these two dumbos that I do this show with. But Clemson will still win, but Pitt will cover. Georgia playing on the road at South Carolina. The Fighting Bobos and Luke Doty, who's probably going to have to he's going to have to watch some film, as Coach Bobo said, or he's going to end up getting hurt if he plays the way he played last week. Learn to slide, young man. Learn to slide. Georgia and South Carolina. South Carolina is an 18-point underdog at home. Kale, which way are you going, man?
18, not enough points there. It's a revenge matchup as well. I got to go with Georgia, man. Some of the defense is a little bit banged up. The way we played last week in the first half against Missouri was just fucking – it was terrible. Now, I know it was Colin Hill was at the damn forefront, but, I mean, do we even know that Luke Doty's even going to be starting the damn game?
Nope.
Has that even been announced?
Hasn't been announced.
What?
Has not been announced. Nope.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't have a lot of confidence in that. This, I mean, and this has been bet up to, like, 21.5 points now.
Yep.
Everywhere else. So, Georgia, big.
Comrade, which way are you going?
You know, I don't know. I have no clue how this team's going to show up. If they're going to roll up in a little ball and feel sorry for themselves and get their shit kicked, or they're going to come out there like world beaters. I have no idea. I think Luke Doty plays most of the game because he was at the press conference this week. I know they didn't have an announcement of a starter, but he was talking a lot, which is weird seeing a freshman talk to the media. So I think he's going to play a lot of bit. I think you might see some Malinsky as well. I think he kind of gets sparked the team a little bit. You know, I'm not sure I would feel better about this if Stedman Jackass was playing. I have a feeling that JT Daniels and the fucking Smithereens are going to be playing instead. I don't know. But I think the Gamecocks, I don't think they ever threatened to win this game. I don't think you're watching this game thinking the Gamecocks can win this right now. But I think the Gamecocks get a late score, a little late throwaway touchdown pass, a little something-something. And I think they lose by about, you know, 17 points, something like that. You know, I can see 37-20, something like that in that range, and they cover the spread of 18. So I'm taking my Gamecocks. I'm going to ride or die. This is probably my one loss. I told you 7-1 is where I'm going to go. So this could be the one loss, but I will gladly lose a game betting all my Gamecocks than not. So take the Gamecocks plus 18.
This matchup, I said a couple weeks ago I was going to pick South Carolina, and I'm not going to go back on that. I'm taking South Carolina.
Yeah. Man of his word.
But I could change my mind on that simply because both teams have different quarterbacks. One team has a different head coach. No one in their right mind would hold me to that. I think Georgia's going to win big, but we'll see. This may be a game where South Carolina slows it down and tries to muddy it up a little bit, but I'll take the Gamecocks plus 18. Keep my word. Even though Stedman Jackass is gone now, I thought Stedman Jackass was going to play, but I'll stay with that and go Gamecocks plus 18. So there you go. There are our picks for the evening. There, I'm kind of upset that. The big game with North Carolina and Notre Dame, we didn't get a chance to pick that. I think North Carolina wins that game, by the way. That's a 3:30 kick on Saturday. So should be an interesting matchup as well. Right? Oh, Friday. Yeah, I'm sorry. Friday's matchup with that. I'm looking forward to watching that game on Friday as I eat leftover turkey sandwiches. You guys got any other games you like this weekend? You like the NFL games on Thursday there, Comrade?
I don't see anything I really like. Nothing that piques my interest.
All right. Well, you want to take a we got a few minutes. Let's take some calls. Let me load up the phone system here. Anybody wants to call up and talk about the South Carolina coaching search? Let's see if I can bring up the old telephone system here. Do you want to talk about the whole thing where Vanderbilt's going to have a women's soccer player kick for them? Do you think that's a good idea or not? Mike, what do you think?
Sure.
I think it's awesome.
She can kick. She can kick. She's a good soccer player, kicker. Why not?
Just worried about her getting hurt, man. That's all.
I mean, you got to stop thinking that way. She obviously wants to play. She's not worried about it. Let her out there and play.
Kale, what do you think, man? Do you think that she should play or not?
It's called football, man. It's not called men's football.
That's right.
All right. Well, apparently I'm the only sexist one on the show.
That's true.
You are. But come on, guy. Get with the times. It's 2020.
2020, bitches. Come on.
Shit. Comrade, would you have young Caroline out there playing? No.
She's tougher than all my boys are. So, you know what? She don't put up with any crap, so I wouldn't worry about her. I'd worry about my other boys out there playing. They seem to cry when the lint falls on their head.
Oh, my God. You said that, not me. I didn't say that. Make sure Miss Jane knows I didn't say that.
We have three boys in this house and one girl. The majority of the crying comes from the boys in this house.
803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. If you would like to call in this evening, we'll take some calls before we get out of here. Are you guys doing the whole... Are you traveling for Thanksgiving, Kale, or you're staying home?
I'm traveling to the next street over to my mother-in-law's house.
Well, that's good. So, Comrade, are you going to your mom's for Thanksgiving?
I am traveling down Mallet Hill Road. I'm going to get to Sparkleberry Lane. I'm going to say, should I take a left and go into Rob Sanders' house? Or take a right, go to my mom's house. And I'll take a right, go to my mom's house. So I will be not far from your house, Rob, tomorrow. So you'll probably hear me smacking on some turkey.
Well, don't show up at my house. We don't want you here.
I may show up afterwards.
Don't show the fuck up here.
No. For a game of football.
No.
I'll have my mask on. Don't worry.
Yeah. No, well like... So we bought the house next door to my mother-in-law, and so we will walk across the street to my mother-in-law's house, or walk next door to my mother-in-law's house, and we'll have Thanksgiving there. Karen's already making something in there. I don't know what the hell she's making.
She's probably making something with poison for your ass.
I hope so.
Girls playing football.
I hope it's a bucket of AIDS. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905 if you'd like to call in this evening. If you want to talk about South Carolina and possibly getting... There's a call. Let's welcome this caller in. Caller, welcome into the show. Good evening.
Hi, this is a Texas A&M fan.
Hi, Texas A&M fan.
You're getting beat this week, my friend. You're getting beat. Sorry to tell you that. We could lose in the game.
Hi, listen, comrade. I told you last time A&M played we were going to beat y'all by 35. We beat y'all by 45. When are you going to learn what's going
on,
brother?
You lied, bitch. You lied. You're wrong. So you're wrong. Thanks for coming out.
And also, Rob, I got to take issue with your comment you made that Bo Nix is better than Kellen Mond. I mean, come on now. Let's look at the statistics, okay?
Mond is
clearly a superior to Bo Nix. We'll find that out next week, though, when we play Auburn.
I don't think he said that. I think he said that they haven't played anybody. The best quarterback they played was Kellen Mond. And he's...
That's what I said. The best quarterback they played is Kellen Mond, and I think that Bo Nix is the best quarterback they've played since Kellen Mond. But if you told me I could have Mond or Nix, I'd take Nix. Simply because Mond went to Texas A&M, so that shows he's not very fucking bright.
Oh,
well, okay. Let me explain something to you, Robbie. All this college football is all about money, okay? I don't care what you say. You could take... The reason Clemson's good is they get recruits. The reason Alabama's good, they get recruits. The reason Ohio State's good is they get recruits. The reason A&M's going to be good is because they're getting recruits. We got the best facilities in the nation. We just spent $600 million to renovate the stadium and do the facilities. When these kids come on campus and they see that shit, then that's what they want to go.
Okay,
that's
grotesque.
Sir, and the only reason A&M ain't never been what the shit is, they've never been able to recruit anybody, because everybody wants to get on here and say, well, A&M's going to fold, and A&M ain't never done anything in 80 years. The times are changing, people. I'm glad y'all are stupid enough to think A&M's not creeping in there, because they are. And the coaches know that shit. It's all about money. We just spent $600 million to improve the coaching staff and facility. So it's just a matter of time.
Sir,
we're already in the top five. I mean, what the fuck?
Can you sing that song? The times are a change by Bob Dylan. Give us a few chords of that if you could. It's a good song.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just trying to call in and protect my team.
You can call in and protect your team, and I don't have a problem with that. But sir, the idea of throwing money around, Oregon has fucking Nike money. Oklahoma State has T. Boone Pickens money. It's not always about money. I mean, it's really not. Well, yeah, you've got to get players, but... Money.
No, I agree with that, Rob. Yeah. It's about recruiting. I mean, South Carolina's recruiting class this year is 45. If you got the 45 worst recruiting class, How do you expect to be in the top 20? It ain't about the coaches.
If
Muschamp had Alabama team, Muschamp would be a good coach.
We don't have to yell. Hold on. Comrade, let me defend you, sir. The reality is that South Carolina's had top 20 recruiting classes for like seven. I think it's for every Muschamp class except his first one was a top 25 class. So he was recruiting in the top 25. The reason this class sucks is because everybody knew he was going to get fired and a lot of guys left. So the idea that South Carolina didn't recruit is stupid. As far as the South Carolina roster, it's ranked 21st in the country by 247 Sports Composite as total players on the roster. So they've got fucking players down there. What bothered them was that a lot of those players were on the defensive side of the ball, and Muschamp was a water-headed idiot. That was the problem down there.
Well, I mean, if Muschamp had had top five talent, then he would have been better. I'm not saying he would have been won a title or whatever, but you can't win a title with 20 if you're ranked 20 in recruiting. A&M's already proven that. That's what we used to be. But we've got two top five classes. We're gonna get two more, and then we'll start to roll. We'll be in the same conversation as Clemson, Alabama. We already are. I mean, he's already ahead of schedule. There's a chance,
sir,
we might even go to the playoff this year.
I mean. You're not in the same conversation as Clemson and Alabama right now. Let's slow down a little bit. Alabama beat you by four touchdowns. You're not in the same conversation.
Have you ever beaten Clemson and Bama? Well, wait, real quick. Have you ever beaten Clemson and Bama in the same year? No, you haven't. Have we? We have.
Yeah.
So take that.
Well, we had never beat two good teams in the same year. So you guys keep throwing back the same argument. Have you ever? No, we haven't. But we are going to. Let's talk about now, today,
top five
recruiting going forward. Yeah, we've been shit in the past, but this ain't the past. This, y'all need to get to the root of the thing now.
Have you beaten Bama and Clemson the same season? As of right now. You might be with this year.
If South Carolina goes out and spends $600 million and gets a coaching staff and gets some facilities and gets some recruits, in three or four years they'll be decent. That's the whole key to it. I'm telling you, that's the whole key.
We got facilities. We got unbelievable facilities.
There's nothing wrong with the Gamecocks facilities. But by the way,
we don't have a bowling alley or anything like that, or like a slide. Yeah. Other than that,
South Carolina's, I can't think of the word for it, South Carolina's fund is about $800 million. Texas A&M fund's $18 billion. There's a little bit of discrepancy there. So South Carolina can't go out and spend the kind of money on their facilities that A&M can. Same with Clemson. The reason Clemson is so good is their facilities is not – the school doesn't necessarily – fund all this shit. There's a lot of money coming from boosters and that kind of thing. Everybody thinks just the school is putting out money.
They keep
the money comes from a lot of different sources.
Hey, sir, I just have a question for you. The closest that Vanderbilt got to a win this season was with Kentucky and Texas A&M. Your response to that?
Well, like I told you, we had five turnovers on our end of the field and still won the ball game. So it was a mistake-prone deal, but we've got the number one defense in the SEC. You have to win games how you have to win them. That was a win. It was a bad win, if there is such a thing. But like I said, tell me this. If we played Vanderbilt tomorrow, would they be in the same game? No, we've improved each week and every week. And we just killed South Carolina, which is no big accomplishment. We're fixing to kill LSU. I told Comrade last time, 35. I'm calling 31 against LSU. I bet you we beat LSU by 31 points Saturday. And we'll be talking. We'll be talking Sunday, and you'll find out.
You're gonna come on here on Sunday and be like, well, you know, we turned the ball over eight times, and I mean, but they're gonna beat you. They're gonna beat you because your time is up, my friend. Your time is up. Okay. And I think you weren't supposed to carry a one. You're doing that new math, $18 billion. Good Lord.
Okay, well, like I said, I'll call Sunday and let you tell me how we got beat. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I will call either way. If we lose, I will call. That's my word.
Texas A&M fan, I have a question, sir. Are you going to be upset if you get beat by a coach that looks like a turtle and can't string together sentences?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
I'm just wondering.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I'll be highly embarrassed if we lose to LSU, but there's a little bit of a revenge factor. They ran the score up on us last year.
They did.
They had no reason to
throw.
They kept throwing passes in the fourth quarter, but that's okay. We're going to run the score up on Saturday, so that's fine. It's another year. It's a different game, but they did embarrass us last year. But, yeah, this is going to be a beat down for them.
All right, Comrade has a question.
How old are you? I'm not trying to describe.
Dude, kidding. That's not nice. He may be 700 years old.
No, that's cool. I'm 59 years old, man.
Okay, all right, okay. No, I'm not trying to crack at him. Okay, so I'm curious about this. Do you think in your lifetime you will see Texas and Texas A&M back to playing every year?
Only if Texas joins the SEC.
You know, so you don't think it's going to happen? So that's not going to happen. So, but you think that you don't think they're going to renew the rivalry at some point in your life when they go back to playing every year? Because I used to love that game. They used to play like on Thanksgiving, didn't they? Am I right about that? Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Okay. We used to always play the game on Thanksgiving, and we used to always build a bonfire and burn it the night before the game. It would be still burning as the game was going on. So yeah,
when I was a kid, that was
our huge rivalry. I mean, and you could take it one step further. Our fight song actually mentions the Longhorn. So I mean, you know, they saw Varsity's horns off, and Varsity's their mascot. So yeah, there's a long rivalry and it's a shame that it was discontinued.
Back when I was a kid, they had no night NFL game on Thanksgiving. They had a noon game and a 4 p.m. game, and then night football was college. I kind of liked it like that. So I bring it up now because Baltimore and Pittsburgh got postponed on Thursday night. I'm like, you know, it's too bad that we don't have the old Texas Longhorn Aggie rivalry going on there, but instead you guys are losing to LSU on Saturday. But it'd be pretty cool to see you guys on Thanksgiving with your old rival. So
I know you guys aren't really into this or whatever, but if you could build a super conference, you could add Texas and Oklahoma to the west and Clemson and Ohio State to the east, and that would be a fucking hell of a deal. But that's never going to happen.
That sounds good. I mean, I wouldn't invite. I probably invite FSU though. I like how they follow COVID protocols better. But I don't think Clemson's really SEC material, to be honest with you. But bring Florida State instead. They follow the COVID protocols. Bring it. Texas and be fine too. Keep Clemson in the ACC.
It's going to be curious when the running back for Clemson there leaves. He's a big part of that offense. I know they recruit well, and that might not be an issue because they're in the ACC. But they've been riding him for a while. I don't know how Dabo kept him on the team. I mean, he should be in the pros. I mean, he's sitting there getting beat up.
Like the NFL salary cap may go down next year, so I'm not sure they can match what Clemson pays them. So we'll see who it does.
All right, Texas A&M fan, appreciate you calling, man. I'm sorry LSU may beat you this week, but thanks for calling. We appreciate
I'll call either way, guys. I appreciate y'all listening.
I know you will. We appreciate y'all later. You.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good night.
Buddy.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Man, he's adamant Texas A&M is going to be good. I don't know.
I love how you don't trust the fact that I'm asking his age. You think I'm going to crack on him.
Hold on. No. Like, you know, of the three of us, has made fun of cancer patients, dead mothers, and several other horrible things. So I have to rein you in a little bit.
I don't make fun of them for having cancer. I make fun of them, and it turns out that the person making fun of also has cancer. It's a different thing.
No, it's not different. Juan wants to know if we think Shai Smith is done for the year. If we find out Shai Smith is not playing, I'm changing my pick. You guys can call me an asshole. I'm changing my pick if he doesn't play. If he doesn't play, he's the whole fucking receiver you got. So Georgia will win by 60 if he doesn't play this week. He's still in concussion protocol. Was the last thing we got out of him. So there's that. All right. Well, since we all talked about Thanksgiving and everything else, we've taken a call this evening. Gentlemen, you have anything else for the show? Or are you guys ready to get into Turkey Day stuff?
I'm ready to go eat some bird.
Is your wife making the bird or is your mom making it?
My mom is.
Oh, okay.
Mommy.
Kale, are you making the bird or is your mother-in-law doing it? What you got? Who's cooking the bird?
She's making the bird. I'm making the sweet potato casserole, mashed potatoes, the green bean casserole, and
That's good stuff, Carol.
That sounds great. All right. Well, we appreciate you guys listening to the show. We hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. And with that, the show is a wrap.